God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is God's Creative License. We begin. There was an eternity when our physical reality did not exist. There was only a spiritual reality that was without any distinctive size, and it existed in timelessness. It was, and still is, the essence of our Creator. At some point, a thought of pure love and energy rang out, and our physical reality began to take shape. It started as a subatomic particle and expanded within microseconds to be the universe we now call home. All from just a thought, time came into existence, and the ability for us to lead human lives became real. Evolutionists and creationists have fought long and hard over many aspects of our beginning, but they are not allowing themselves to see the full picture. For evolutionists, you must accept the fact that something always existed. It was either God or the subatomic particle. I prefer to believe it was God, but either way, you must accept that there was always something there. At some point, something had to always exist. Whether you believe in God or not, you must believe in the essence of something that has no beginning and no end. For creationists, stop trying to prove this several billion-year-old planet is only 6,000 years old. Who's to say whether the first day was a billion years or that billions of years went by in a day? You believe Adam was created in an instant and was both 30 years old and 1 second old at the same time. Couldn't the Earth have been created mature as well and have been 4 billion years old and 1 second old as well? We were created in the image of God. God does not have arms and legs, but he does have the ability to love, forgive, and create, as do we. Everything you see was created by a thought. As children of God, we inherited this ability as well, although we are very far from understanding its true depth and abilities. Still, all of us create every day with every thought, and even greater so with our spoken words. If God can create all you see with a single thought, and even if we can only create to 1/1,000,000,000th of him, that still leaves each of us with the ability to create a galaxy. With that potential in mind, you should be able to comprehend that we can, at a minimum, create situations that affect our lives and the lives of those around us. Some common thoughts and words we use to create are, I always get sick this time of year. And so you may. Everyone always picks on me. And so they will continue to. I can never seem to get ahead. And so you might not. I will try as hard as I can to improve myself. And so you will. I really enjoy my work. And you will continue to. There is also collective create. There is also collective creation where we mass together in prayer and join our thoughts on one subject or idea. Another collective creative source is our thoughts in general around the city, state, nation, and world. What you think, say, and do does make a difference as surely as if you yourself were responsible. As a worst example, our collective thoughts create racism, hate, crime waves, war, disease, sickness, and cataclysmic events. As a best example, our collective thoughts create love, forgiveness, healing, happiness, ends to wars, cures for diseases, and food for the hungry. To improve your life, be truthful to yourself about your feelings and motivations, but also be positive about how God can work in your life and improve your situation for you. If you are negative, You will create walls between you and your Creator, and that can and will make it more difficult for Him to intervene. Be thankful for everything. Everything. Good or bad. You don't know where that event may lead, so be thankful and positive and allow God to help you to move forward. Every prayer and creative thought, whether thought of or spoken, is answered instantly. However, the response may vary depending upon what you prayed for. Pray for what God knows to be the best thing for you, and you will never be disappointed. Pray on your own for a new car, a raise, or for people around you to change, and you may be disappointed. You still might get them because of your own ability to create the situation, but they may not make you happy. Always pray for God's will to be done in your life. If you really mean it, you will not be disappointed with the results. With prayer, the effects sometimes take a while to be seen. Think of prayer as a stone cast into the middle of the lake. It might make a big impact, but it takes a while for the ripples to reach your feet on shore. Just because you don't immediately see the ripples at your feet doesn't mean a prayer didn't make an impact. You've been answered, and the ripples are on their way. God's timing is perfect. We just think our idea of timing is best, but it's not. Jesus stated that, "Greater things than me shall you do." This is from a guy who walked on water and fed thousands with less than you might eat yourself. Did he lie, or are we just beginning to believe and exercise the gifts of God's creative license within us? You create all the time. So from now on, be determined to create only things that are good, healing, and resourceful. That is God's will for you. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BeingWilling.com. BeingWilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.